First of all, we sit and calm and settle our minds and try to alert ourselves. And our intention is to increase our compassion, to turn our compassion towards ourselves, to make our lives more beneficial. So if we look into our heart, we can get in touch with the wish to be free from suffering, the wish to be happy. This is something we deserve, just like others. Then we turn our attention towards our breathing. Breathing in and breathing out. And if we have any kind of sense of discomfort, any kind of irritation, any kind of vestige of frustration or anything we don't like at all, each time we breathe in, we imagine we're breathing it in and accepting any kind of feeling of lack of ease, restlessness. And as we breathe out, we imagine we're breathing out with the breath, calm, comfort, ease, clarity. So when we breathe in, we accept any difficult feelings. Which then dissolve. And then we breathe out whatever feels positive, meaningful. Well-being. So just focusing the attention on the in-breath and the out-breath quite naturally. Then we consider, imagine ourselves in two aspects. One is the aspect of us who is wise, whole, compassionate, warm, loving, like a true friend, really willing to be there for us, responsive, open, without ever judging, whatever our shortcomings, whatever our mistakes. So this true friend, this aspect of us, becomes aware of the other aspect of us, the one who has been hurt, who feels misunderstood, or who is suffering, who is frustrated, mistreated, angry, who feels misunderstood, unloved. Now, as we breathe in, we imagine that the true friend opens his or her heart completely warmly, compassionately, accepts and embraces all of the suffering of the aspect of us that is suffering, all of their sorrow, negativity, pain, hurt. And the one who is suffering, the aspect who is suffering, is moved by this and opens his or her heart. So that all of their selfishness, awkwardness, frustration, jealousy, arrogance, all the pain and suffering melt away in the compassion of the true friend. And so as we breathe out, we imagine the true friend sending out to the one who suffers all his or her healing love, warmth, trust, comfort, confidence, happiness, joy. So as we breathe in, the true friend takes on all of the grievances, suffering and pain of the one who is suffering with compassion. Saying, I understand. As we breathe out, the true friend sends out to the one who is suffering healing love, trust, acceptance, and happiness. So we just continue with the in-breath and the out-breath. We can consider that with each in-breath, then the pain and sorrow of the one who suffers all just melt away. And that suffering aspect of ourselves receives reassurance, acceptance, understanding. So the true friend, when we breathe in, takes on the suffering. When we breathe out, sends our healing and love. And we consider that the one who is suffering, that's an aspect of ourselves, receives all that warmth, trust, confidence, comfort, and feels accepted and understood. So we just let the images now fade away. And rest with the atmosphere. And let all concepts and thoughts drift away. And we dedicate this practice of self-compassion, self-tonglin, towards the benefit of all beings.